All right. So the topic that we're speaking about today, is an inyan that is not mevur in the Mishnayos themselves, but lamaisa what goes on in our modern day mikvot nowadays. It's very, very negeya. So, from the time of Klal Yisrael that had mikvos, it depends on the location, but many, many locations used to have ma'ayanas. They used to use a ma'ayan as a mikvah. A ma'ayan is pretty simple. The water cleans itself out. It doesn't, even if there's a chashash zoichlin, it doesn't matter, because ma'ayan is metar bezoichlin. The issue was that in many different areas, in Arzais Ashkenaz, that was very difficult to fulfill, because many times it would be cold. So you see in the different tshuvas that span in the Achrayim, I would say from the 1600s even, they found different eitzes how to make the being tovel in the mikvah plausible, and all of it was with great mesiras nefesh. What they would do is they would take big boxes.
Mind you mean or mikvah?
They would take big What would they do in order for a woman to be tahor? So they would take big boxes and they would make a hole in the box. And then they would stick it in a freezing cold river. But they would pour a bunch of mayim she'uvim that is boiling hot in there. That way, the woman could go at least in that box. And by the time there's a little water that mixes in, it's warm. At least it's feasible for her to go in there. And they're saying, since the box is fresh at night, it's okay. There was different eitzes that similar to the one that I just mentioned, all throughout the years that they would make in order to have the mikvos become more accessible. In recent times, obviously, Mayan became much more difficult because people don't want to start going out in a Mayan. Not everyone lives close to a Mayan. It became more difficult. So already, by the last 100 years, they started making more boirs of Megishamim. So last year, we spoke about that the Beis Hillel was very against making a boir of Megishamim, because inevitably, you're going to have to use tsinoros. You're going to have to use pipes in order to get the Megishamim to eventually make its way into the mikveh, and there would always be a chashash that there would be a chakak, and then there would be different chashashas of kelim in the mikveh. So all of that was obviously dealt with accordingly. When plastic came, we would have less of a shiloh, because there would be less of a chashash. But the question is, how are you going to get a mikveh of megishamim that stays clean? I'm going to get a mikvah megisham that stays clean. So, what the patent that I really don't even know who came up with it first to start making mikvos, would be that they would take that you're going to have a bor hashaka, and that bor hashaka is going to be mechaber the mikvah. So this is all in Yonam that we spoke about at length. I'm just chazering over very quickly what is nagei ledidon. One of the ways of making a bor hashaka, one of the reasons why a bor hashaka is such an attractive proposition, is because we're able to be marviach, we're able to gain a very important opinion in the Rishonim, which is the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid is of the opinion that notan so v'notal so. That there is a chashash that when a person is going to have a bor hashaka, that water has to stay in a certain area and not get mixed in. So the chashash of how getting the water to stay in is not a simple eight. So the chazonish taina that inevitably the bor hashaka is a shtar mezuyif, because eventually the water is going to change and we're not going to be marviach the ravid. You understand, the ravid says is that you have to have the original megishamim water there. If you're going to take the original megishamim out, it's puzzle. So over here too, you have original megishamim water that's eventually not going to stay. So the biggest challenge that you have whenever you make a mikveh of megishamim is how are you able to keep the original megishamim there and be yaita shitas a ravid. That's the issue we have to tackle. So the Rebbe Marashab seems that he was makabel from the Balatanya himself. Came with an eitzah, and this is an eitzah that that was implemented by Chabad, because Chabad, for one reason or another, are found in many different areas where not mikvahs, and they're very involved with building mikvahs. So this mikveh became very, very popular, which is the mikveh that's called a bor al gabei bor mikveh. That's the title that we give it, and it's considered a bor al gabei bor. It's also printed in the back of all of the Tanyas. It's printed exactly there, the way that it was. So the Balatanya really came up with this Eitzah because he felt that with this we're able to be Marviach Shitas Harayvit. Shitas Harayvit, that there is no issue of Bor Al Gabe, there's no issue of Not Ansov and Not Al Sa. And why is there no issue of Not Al Sav and Not Al Sa? So it seems to be this is the way it's written from the Marsham, because the water on top is hot, and the water on top that's hot is not going to mix in with the water on the bottom, which is cold. That's Be'etzem, how you could be Marviach, such an opinion. So far, so good? Clear? That's why they came up with the Eitzah of Bor Al Gabe Bor. We were timing this whole time that I still don't understand that after a year or 2 years, I still think it's going to be mischalif. Eventually, sometimes the mikveh is going to be cold. Sometimes the mikveh is going to be cold, and people are going to be toivel in the mikveh. There's going to be a chiluv mikveh. I know the mikveh in Westwood itself. I sometimes step on that hashaka. You're going to tell me that water is always going to stay there? I find it very hard to believe.
Didn't they measure how long it takes?
What?
Didn't they measure how long it takes?
It's very hard to measure such a thing. Some people try to put red dye on the bottom and see if how often. It's very hard. It's very hard to really keep a proper tab.
There's a simple equation you can do. Each person comes in the average weight.
The Chazon Ish did that equation, and Bor Min HaTzad, he came up that in a very, very few tevilas already there's going to be his chachmas.
Balatanya probably understood the chachma better than how it works.
But even the Balatanya's svar was that it's always going to be hot water. Our mikvos nowadays are not always hot water. A lot of times they're cold. They don't. They don't.
They never close.
They don't.
But now in their tevil.
No, but by the time they tevil, it's always hot. If they close it, they fill it up, and they warm up the water, and they open up the water.
Okay. So, the Eitzah is... So, obviously, the Eitzah that we are... That the Mikveh al-Gabi Mikveh was something that was niskabel. The issue is that there are four different places where the Divrei Chaim discusses different cases. And in the Divrei Chaim himself... Divrei Chaim never wrote a tshuva on a mikveh al gabei mikveh.
Why was that better than
Divrei Chaim never wrote directly about mikveh al gabei mikveh? We'll see later on. There was discussion with the
Tzadik Rav. Trying to gain?
But they're trying to gain Shitas Harayvit. That's the mikveh.
That's what the Balatanya was misaken.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It seems like from the
that's something else.
Balatanya that he was trying to gain that there should be hot water. And Gradub, I mean, it wasn't like he was trying to be misakin the Ravid's Shita. And the Ravid's probably is not really a problem. He was trying to be misakin. How can you have a tefillah in a hot mikveh?
So, from the Rebbe Marshab, all I know about is the Marshab's writings that Rabbi Yaakov Landa wrote down. And according to that, it seems to be that we're being Ravid's Shita's Ravid. It doesn't mention anything about hot water. Maybe you have other Makairis you know about. This is what I know about. Okay. So, the Shud Divrei Chaim discusses in five different areas the Gdorim of mikvos. And the Divrei Chaim comes up with a shita. And with this shita, many people say, according to the Divrei Chaim, the mikveh al gabei mikveh should be no good. Shaul, you're following so far? So far, we're saying that the Chabad mikveh is that you have a mikveh, Chabad mikveh is a mikveh al gabei mikveh.
So you have three mikvos?
You have two. You have one, a bor megashamim on the bottom.
Yeah.
On the top, you have a bor tevila. And in the middle, there's a oitzer hashaka. That's the more mikveh al gabei mikveh. That way, the waters don't get mixed in. Somehow, one on top of the other mikveh doesn't get mixed in. The Divrei Chaim, though, and this is where we're holding now, okay? So the Divrei Chaim has the following question. I'm going to be reading from different excerpts in the Divrei Chaim, but I want to start with his tshuva in Chelek Aleph.
Who's the Divrei Chaim?
The Divrei Chaim was the Tzanzer Rav. The Tzanzer Rav. And the Tzanzer Rav has the following question. They had Epis Amayan. That the women used to be toivel in. It was very deep. So to get in there, they had to use a ladder of ropes. It was very, very difficult to go in there and to go out, and it was dark, and it was very, very hard. So you have a very deep mayan. But it was a mayan. What would they do? They asked the Divrei Chaim, they want to make a sea line, and he drew the picture. They want to make a sea line, a pipe, That pipe is leading up, and on top of the pipe, there's going to be a big gigis, a big canister, we're going to call it, that leads up to the silon, and they're going to pour mayim shu'ufim. That's going to connect to the mayim. Everything should be dandy. So this is the mayim. They had a mayim over here. Now, to go all the way into this mayim is very difficult.
Why?
Because it's deep.
It's deep.
Let's say the ground level is here. Ground level is here. Ground level is here, and the mayim just stops over here. So in order to get to this gigas, they would put a sea loin, and then they would hang it to the other sides. They would attach it, and that way you could have the connection of the top to the bottom,
so
and that way
they put a sea loin and then pour in my shoes.
Yeah.
To all the way to the top.
Yeah.
The
Maya. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So the issue that the Divrei Chaim asked was that he has a question that l'chayro, it should be an issue of katafras eino chibur. We'll explain what katafras eino chibur means and the understanding of the Divrei Chaim and katafras eino chibur. That's going to be the chibur today. I'm just going to mention one more case in Simon Aperet and Chelik Aleph, Simon Tzadik Gimel. He was asked about a mikveh that has stairs. They had to get in with stairs, and the picture of the mikveh with stairs is. Why is it not here? Put it over here. It's Simon Tzadi Zion. Chelgal Simon Tzadi Zion. He had a chashash to say that whatever is on the stairs is also an issue of katafras, and it should be considered katafras einam chibur. Yeah? And I'm going to... Oh, boy.
Whatever, there's a step.
The issue is even no, even in ladder. Stairs.
Right, a step ladder.
The lush, and this is where I want to concentrate on. Ach ata lefit munus ateva sheshalachten loy veashlivois heima b'shipua shemunochim al shlivus amikveh. Now, Rav Berkowitz tainas that the original picture over here is not correct. He tainas that the original, they told him, I don't know where he got it from, that they added in this picture. But really, his shlivois were more slanted. His shlivais were more slanted like this.
What's the nafka mina? It's the same thing.
So, no.
It's the same chedesh.
No, it's a bigger, it's a much bigger chedesh. Sheshalav, ha-shlivais heima b'shifua shemunachim al ha-shlivais ha-mikveh. Shehu b'shifua. So he says, so this is the chedesh. V'yadua de katafras einam chibur ledavar shehu min ha-toyro. Kimavur barash, peregvav mishnechez, v'chein inskimu roi v'shein v'achroinim, v'lachein ima mikveh v'ba'if v'nazip su l'la'arash. He wants to say that if you're going to hold that, he wants to say that it's a chashash of katafras. Comes out that according to the Divrei Chaim, stairs are considered a katafras. According to this shita in the Divrei Chaim, and especially what he says regarding a psul of the other mikvah, and Simon Peches, Chelik Beis Simon Peches, he is myrach again in the same tshuva, and he says the following lashon. And this is where they get it from. The ayin bebeishes v'yire. The gambu kosev b'shem rishayim. The mayim al gabi mayim bederech hanachosan loy mikre katafras mashi gevoyim. The achiluk moving. If it's mayim al gabi mayim, that wouldn't be considered a katafras. However, if it's mayim that's coming from a sea line, it is. The mayim hanitan al mayim shebabor harei nachu ve'enam zoichlem v'rag b'tivoyhem nachrim v'rei nechabru mayim v'mayim b'shetach shove aval mayim shenischabru al yinei nitzoik but mayim that's please listen to this rabbeisa mayim that's mischabru through a pipe v'rak al yedei tachbulo u'machriach u'aymed ba'avir b'sur ha'machricha yipol lemato b'vaday loyavik rak moishe u'aymed ba'avir. Says the Divrei Chaim, when you have a pipe in the middle, and the only reason why it's holding is because of a tachbula. Very important to try to understand what he means by that. When you have a tachbula over here, ubesur ha tachbula. If you're going to take away the tachbula, everything's going to be volemato. That is considered a katafras einam chibur. That's the Agdor of the Divrei Chaim. So the Tzanders understood, according to this, a mikveh al gabi mikveh is the same thing. If you're going to have one mikveh, you're going to have a mikveh on top of it, it's going to be the same thing. The Rechaim is on, but when it's not, is when it's mamish, it's like when it's a whole, one whole mikveh that's touching each other.
feel Gabi Mikva is led to the commission of Ukas HaMe'ara, that it has a Shvayfer Sanoi, that means it's good. Or what? How can you chaylik on that?
Also, you have a Mishnah that says a seal that goes down.
Okay. Chaylik on that.
Very stark.
Isn't there a Mishnah that says you may be sealant?
So they understood that that should be possible.
Paiskan.
That should be possible.
Maybe sealant.
However, Rabbi Yisai, let's try to understand. Even before we...
What's the difference? In other words, by the Chabad Mikva, what's holding it up? In other words, what, the plank?
By a Chabad
mikveh. Let's make it a katafris. In other words, what, there's no pipe there.
There's so some people understand that since you have a hole there,
yeah,
and that the way that one mikveh is through the other mikveh is through a hole, so that hole is the katafris. That little area makes the whole mikveh the katafris.
But according to this Hagdara, if you take what away, you take the hole away, then it's also going to, what's going
to
go?
Very good. So that's why many understand that the Divrei Chaim would not apply to a Chabad mikveh.
There's no minimum shear according to that mile.
According to that, yeah, I don't even know. Right. The only nobody you should know, Rabbi Yisai, nobody in writing Behedya that I have seen writes that according to the Divrei Chaim, a Chabad mikveh is possible. Nobody writes that. We're going to see all the Achronim write it that it's kosher. One of the reasons I grew up, Daniel is saying that, all right, it's not a sea lane anymore. But there's going to be other reasons as well. But there are those who are chayshish mishad the Divrei Chaim. But I don't know. I didn't see anyone. Could be there are Rabbanim in Williamsburg. I don't know. But I'll call upon him right now. I'm telling you, I don't know if anybody writes Behedya. We're going to see, though. I want to spend a little bit more time to try to understand what the Hagdara of Katafras is. We never really spoke about Katafras enough during this month. I would want to just delve a little bit more in Katafras to try to understand where the Divrei Chaim is coming from. I'll call upon him in his cases. We'll get a better Havana where we're coming from.
Is this the only drawback of a Chabad mikvah?
This is the only drawback in the Chabad Mikveh. My personal drawback is that I don't think that they're Mekayim, Natan Sov, and Natal Sov anyways. That's a drawback. That's a drawback.
It's not better than your Barashaka that you have. It's not worse.
Right. Not better than, it's not worse. Yeah, I say it does. It's, you're not my
Mervita. It doesn't help anymore.
Right. Comes along. The Makairis of Katafras are in a couple of places in Shas. The first Makar is the Mishnah in Taharis, Perek Ches, at the end of Perek Ches, it says Hanitzik v'Katafras v'Tofeach Amnas la'Tfiach Einam Chibur l'Tuma v'LeTahara. What does that mean? It's a Nitzik. Nitzik is you have pouring. Ilan, you know this right from your Adaya. Nitzik is that you're pouring something from a top end to the other end. So that Nitzik Einam Chibur al Katafras is similar to a Nitzik. It's all the same language. It's all a similar concept. It's just a different seor. A Katafras is it's going down Tel Hamadroin. It's going down a slanted hill. It's going down. A Katafras Einam Chibur. Correct? Now, the Gemara in Maseches Gittin discusses the following. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin discusses the following. We discussed the Gemara beforehand. Yesh netil l'chatzoin or ein netil l'chatzoin. When somebody washes half netil l'chatzoin, another half netil l'chatzoin, is it okay or not okay? So the Gemara asks, if they're touching l'chayr, it should be considered anyways okay. And it says, so the answer is the Gemara, no, it could be, because we're going according to Nitzik, Katavra, Mashka, Tavech, Eino, Chibur, Loi, Tumuv, Loi, Tahara. So the Gemara says, oh, we're done by Mivs, Tavech, L'Tavech. Tavech, L'Tavech, it should be okay. Says the Gemara, no. Chibur, Dilma, Le'inyan, Mikvos, Rav Yehuda, maybe the Shiloh of Yesh, Netil, Chatzayim, is only Gabi Mikvos, and Lagabi Mikvos, you have Mikvah, Shesh, Bar, Arbayim, Soh, Mechuvonis, Yardu, Shnayim, Vetavlu, Bezach, Zer, Rishon, Tarva, Sheni, Tomei, Rav Yudaimer, Miraglu, Shal, Rishon, Noigis, Bemaim, Apa, Sheni, Tahar. You have a Machloikis over here between Chachamim, Rav Yehuda. If you have a mikveh that's exactly 40 saw, and the first person went in, and he's going out, and he has a little bit of water that's on him, and it's touching the... Now, there's no 40 saw in the mikveh, but the water is touching, so it's mechaber everything together. Is the second one that was toivel, is it okay or is it not okay? Rav Yehuda says, it's okay. Chachamim say, it's not okay. Chachamim say it's not okay. The Machlokes in Maseches Chagiga it explains over there whether we say good achis or not. Good achis is that do we say that the water is connecting going down? Do we say good asik or and then good achis? This Lamaise, all of this sugya is we already learned in the Mishnayos in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel. If I'm going too fast, Rabbi Zip, please tell me. Perek Beis. I'm sorry. Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. It says the following: if you have a problem of Mayim Sheuvim, Ketzet Borshim Chazan Avlik Shleishas Lugin LaOilam Upisulachi Tzemin Luvoid. What can you do with a mikvah that you have Gimel Lugin? You have another Eitzah Oishayamid Bechatzar Arboim Sov Yitar El Yoinim in Etochlenim. You could take a bor and the El Yoinim, which this bor is going to be higher. It's going to be Metayer. The bor is going to be lower. It's going to be Metayer the Tachtayin or Beloyezer Paisel. Why is it Metayer? Because we hold good Asik. Why does Rabbi Eliezer Paisel, or the Rash says, the Leislay good Asik, the Esher Dafilu good Achis Nami Leislay? So it could be, we don't even hold a good Achis like Rabbanan. So for sure, good Achis, Asik we don't have, and it could be even good Achis we don't hold of. Lemaise, the words of good Achis and good Asik are just a perish in Katafras. You understand? It's just Katafras Einam Chibur. Is Katafras Einam Chibur. So what does that mean, Katafras Einam Chibur? So therefore, you're not going to say good Achis or good Asik. In other words, It's all in the same
lashon. That takes away katafas and chibur with the svar of gudachis.
Right, but if you're going to say gudachis, you're going to be able to take it away. But if you're going to say gudachis and chibur, why is it puzzle? The reason why it's puzzle is it's because it's a katafas.
So by paiskin, why do we need to say by paiskin lamikveh the tumikveh liyayin and tachtayin? Why do we need to say gudachis? The choyer it's hashaka. Because a katafas and chibur, had there not been gudasik, really the hashaka would have not worked. Hashaka works when it's even leveled,
right?
But when it's downward slanted,
it shouldn't work.
And it shouldn't have worked because of katafras. That's why Rabbi Lezer says it's a sort of good achis all of a sudden. What's good achis? Because there's no katafras in chibur because you could say good achis.
Right. Even though you would have been able to say good achis, but no, since
even
katafras,
you should have thought no. Even though right. You should have said iruv mikvayis shayfris, and that's it.
Right.
But it's not enough.
Right.
It's not
right.
It's katafras.
It's katafras. So asks Taisvis. Taisvis has two questions. Taisvis and Maseches Gittin is all very important. He asks that Hare, we have another Taisefta that's brought down in the Gemara Maseches Chagiga Gimel Gemimiyais. I'm going to go be going a little faster by saying Esrim Vemtzois Arboim. Okay, you have Gimel Gemimiyais. You have over here. You have three pits, and you have a Nahar that's going from this one to this one. To the middle, to this one. This one has Arboim Zav. So over there, what do you see? Lo Nechlu Ramei Rav Yuda. That you say over there that the Tachtayna Kulu Maidu the also Latvila Damrinon Good Achis. We're gonna see that's not Lehalacha. Al Mekatafras Chibur. V'Hacha Mashma De Ainu Chibur Klal. So over here, you see that Katafras is a Chibur, right? So why all of a sudden do we say Good Achis? Why over here we say it's a Chibur? Haray, over here, it seems to be that we say in the Mishnah, Katafras Einam Chibur. So even if it's Gudachis, at the end of the day, it's Katafras Einam Chibur. Gudachis should not solve the problem of Katafras Einam Chibur. Answers Rabbeinu Tam. The first answer Rabbeinu Tam answers is that whenever you have 40 saw, you don't say, you could for sure say Gudachis. If you don't have 40 saw in the middle, then in a Hanami. Then you won't say. Then you'll say Katafras Einam Chibur. But if you have 40 saw, you won't say that. What's the Svara? I don't understand it so well. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. The second question Rabbeinu Tam says is that okay? Now they're going to tell me Katafras is not a Chibur. Why does Rav Yehuda say when you're going up and the water is flowing down, Katafras is called yeah Chibur? In other words, good achis. Once again, you see from Rav Yehuda that when you're going up, Kadavras is called a chibur. Answers Rabbeinu Tam, very mechudish. The kivan shamayim shall arishin soif alipo v'leirid lamikveh v'kadavras chibur. So Lamaise, the Divrei Chaim says like this: stairs are considered a kadavras and it's puzzle. It says im ki yesh lepakpek al ze, why yesh lepakpek al ze al pitoises b'maseches gitin. What does he mean? He means this: soif alirid lamata. If you have 40 saw in one place, you don't say. But he says, Al kol panim, there are shitas to say katafras einam chibur, so it should be a problem. But he is minded that according to Taisus and Gittin, there is makim to say that katafras einam is yeah chibur, and it would be okay.
Even if you don't hold it, if you're saying without gudachis, the fact that's going to fall.
Right. Katafras should tell you gudachis is no good. Right. I like the phrase of the following. Katafras should tell you that gudachis is no good.
No, but I'm saying Taisus holds that even though
Katafras einam chibur is still katafras. Katafras einam chibur, but gudachis
still holds
is okay.
That katafras is okay. Taisus is saying that the fact that the water is going to come down, therefore it's not a
problem with katafras einam chibur because of gudachis.
Yeah, that's the way I understand.
No, that, it's not gudachis.
Katafras cannot cause any issues. Gudachis takes care of the katafras issues.
Right.
You're saying katafras causes problems to gudachis. Katafras negates a good achis.
So I think that if you're going to say Ketafras Einam Chibur, it means, if you're going to say Gudachis, it's going to mean that Ketafras is a Chibur.
Right. In that,
in that case, Ketafras is a Chibur. What I mean to say is the Metzias of Ketafras that you have here is called a Chibur. He's asking from Gudachis, yes.
He says a different thing because the Maim say from Lipo.
Right.
Saying even if your Gudachis is not a Chibur, the fact that say from Lipo is a Chibur.
Right. Right, so even Lipel is a Chibur, and that's going to take care of the problem.
But even if you don't hold of good Achis, he's in there.
Where?
Even if you don't hold a good Achis, you can still hold the Ketafras could be good.
Right.
Say from Lipel.
Right, with that type of Ketafras. That guy doesn't. Rabbi Stern, maybe learn in the office? Is that okay?
Well, it's
yeah, well, kind of. You'll see why.
No, he knows it's just.
All right, fine.
Probably learn the office.
No, because he's trying to. I didn't know who was mess. All right, fine.
Fine, if you want to.
I think it'll be better. I'm sorry. Okay, now, the problem is like this. The problem is like this, that the Divrei Chaim says that the reason why Shlivais are possible, he points to one place specifically to prove that Ketafras Einam Chibur. He doesn't quote the Mishnah in Taharis. He doesn't quote the Gemara in Maseches Gitin. He doesn't quote the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga that the Elyon is possible. What does he quote? He quotes a Mishnah in Maseches Mikvos. Perik Vav. Mishnah Ches. Metarnes amigvos ha'elyoin min ha'tachtoin ve'arochoik min ha'koroif. You're able to be metar the top to the bottom. Ketzan, mevi siloin shel cheres ve'shel eiver, umaniach yodav tachtav, ad shi mesmal emayim ha'moshcha u'mashiko ha'afilu kese'ora ve'dayi. Now, it says that you have one mikvah from top to the bottom. If you take a siloin that connects it, afilu kechut ha'se'ora, it's okay. Asks the Rash, why is chut ha'se'ora okay? So he said, since Shov de Rabbanon, that's why all you need is Kechut HaSa'ara. Answers the Rash, and says the Rash in his last couple lines, his catalog's words, V'shema mitam zeh loy chayshinan besilom afilu ye katafras. And maybe that's the reason why by siloin, even if it's a katafras, I'm not chayshish. What is the Rash saying? That in the case of a de Rabbanon, I'm not chayshish of a siloin mishum katafras. Otherwise, there imashma that if it's a deraisa, there's a problem with ketafras. And says the Divrei Chaim, since we're talking about a deraisa over here, yeah, he was talking about the Divrei Chaim was talking about a case that you don't have a shear of memsa if you're not going to count, and the ketafras is considered over here even if it's not flowing. This is the chiddush over here. You see from the Rash, please, Rabbi, be maskim to this, that you see a Rash that tells you that even if it's not flowing, you're still going to say that a katafras einam chibur on a deraisa, and it's only because it's derabbanan, it's okay. That's where he's pointing out. Lamaise, there are a couple of achronim who speak in different places that would be maskim, that the type of katafras that Divrei Chaim is speaking about is for sure okay. Number one is Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has two tshuvas back to back. One is in Siman Reish Tes, and one is in Siman Reish Yud. In Siman Reish Tes, he wants to be Machadish according to a Rambam. And this is going to get into now the nitty gritty of Kadapas. The Rambam says the following. Is everyone holding so far or not? No? No?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It says the following. The Rambam brings Lehalocha, and this is Taka the Halocha, the following. Shalosh gumay shebanachal hatachtoin elyonim shel esher mesrim sov emtsoy shel boim. Yeah, v'shetef shel geshamim over betoy chanachal aval bishu nichnas esherim v'yotzem esherim ein ze iruv v'ein matbil elam tzoyis she'ein amayim hanischolin me'arvim elaim kein amdu. So when you have the gimel gemumuyos case, these two you can't be toivelin. He's passing like chachamim. Chachamim are mevur that the reason why is because we don't say good achis, right? So we don't say good achis. But the Rambam doesn't say that reason. The Rambam says, "She'ena ma'im nischolim ma'arven elayim kein amdu." Ask Chassam Sofer, why doesn't he say that reason? Says Chassam Sofer, he wants to be Mechadesh, that we don't say lehalacha, we don't say katafras in a makam where the water is being shofea shefa rav. If the water is being shofea shefa rav, we're not going to say that it's a problem of katafras. And therefore, that's why the Rambam has to say another reason, she'ein ha anischol ma'arvin ala imkin omdu. Lamaisa the Kesef Mishnah has another mahalach. The Rivash brings the Rivash, which is takel lehalacha. And then the Rivash says the reason why we say ain that the reason why over here by the Rambam held that the bottom bore is not good. The Rivash says is because we don't hold of good achis. Why? Because it's nischolin. So he says since it's nischolin, it makes it that it's not. And that's what the Rambam means. And that's what the Rambam means. And according to this, the Rivash is really the Shita that the Gra is basing himself on in Siman Tzadi Aleph. And the Gra's Shita is that the reason why Zeichlin is Pasul in a Mikveh is because Katafras ain't a Mchibra, and therefore you don't have Shir Memso. That's the famous Gra. That's the reason why Katafras ain't a Mchibra Pshat, because it's Zeichlin. Since it's Zeichlin, therefore it's not Mischaber. And that's the Pshat and the Rambam over there. But the Chassam Sofer doesn't go with that Mahalach.
It's a right that every Katafr is a Zeichlin, not that every Zeichlin is a Katafr.
Right. Exactly. It says that every Zeichlin is a Katafras. No.
It's
a Raya.
That every Katafr is a Zeichlin.
No.
That's what the case over there.
That's not what the Gross says, though.
I know, but it's if you're telling me this
from this case, right.
You have nothing from here. This case, besides that, every katafras is zeichlin.
You don't have arrived at every katafras is.
This is a katafras. A katafras is.
This katafras is zeichlin.
Yeah, because it's flowing down the thing. That's
the. Yeah, right. That this katafras is zeichlin.
That's not a chiddush. The chiddush when it's katafras is zeichlin, and everyone will agree to that.
No, but it seems to be that the way the Rambam was mefarish. In other words, she'ein amayim nischolim me'arvin ela imkein amdu. So amayim nischolim is only going to be a chibur. So the Rambam is mash. Okay, fine. So what do you see from over here? That the reason why it's no good is because it's nischolim. If it's ayimdim, it's not a problem, right? Which would not be the divrei chaim. Unless you're going to say only in this oifen he's posseling, but in that of it's two dinim and katafras.
If you would make a big box around the mountain and it would stop, you'd have one big thing.
I don't understand how you have katafras at Zayim Medes.
The Divrei Chaim's case. Let's say you have a mikvah al gabei mikvah with a ceiling. These pools both are stagnant right now, and this is not flowing.
I don't know if this case is shaykh to that.
Okay.
So comes along the Chassam Sofer in Sim Reish Yud, and he says another Chiddush, that it could be Katafras is not said when eventually the water is going to land in one area, not go out. He's Miyashiv, the Shitas HaChachamim, that say that, he's Miyashiv many different Shitas with this. Number one, he's Miyashiv, why Shitas Chachamim say by the Gimel Gamimius is no good because it's flowing out. And also when the Chachamim hold that when a person is rising out of the mikveh, Rav Yehuda says it's kosher, but Chachamim say it's not kosher. Why? Because that Maim is not eventually, it's Lav Dafka, it's going to go in the mikveh. The Rabbeinu Tam says Seifa Leirid in Rav Yehuda, but according to Chachamim, it could be it's going to dry up in the middle. But says the Chassam Sofer that if you know for sure that the water is going to end up in a certain contained area, you say for sure katafras. And with that,
no, he's, you don't take katafras.
Then you for sure say katafras is a chibur. Then you for sure say katafras is a chibur, and therefore he's miyashiv why by sea line it would be okay. By other cases. So according to the Chassam Sofer, any time that the water is eventually going to land in a certain area, it should be okay. There's a lechem v'simla that also says that whenever you're mechavein that the katafras should go to a certain area, it's also considered chibur. What is he miyashiv with this? The simla is miyashiv a very important zach legabe chardolis. We know that a chardolis is no good, right? On the other hand, we say mitarnes amigvos elyon minatachtein. Why are we able to be mitar elyon minatachtein? It's a katafras. He says that was done by kavono. If chardolis is not done by kavono. But in other words, Perik Vav, by Sealine, Tachtoin and Elyon, we say it's okay. By Chardolis, who say it's not okay, what's the difference? Sedechavazim, if it's done by Kavon, it's okay. He says, Im Kain Ein Beis Avlis Varazu. He found it in the Chidush Ramban, Maseches Makis, which was in Dafyemi a couple days ago, Avdalit. You have over here so far three different shitas in the Achrayim that katafras would be good. This type of katafras would be good. Number one is that since it's being flowing sheferav. Number two is a Chassam Sofer also that says if it's going to be contained in one area. And number three, the opinion of the simla that if it's the katafras be kavan, it's also okay. Okay. According to all of these shitas, the Mikvah Mayim points out that it's l'chayra, it should work to be able to make a mikveh al gabi mikveh, and there wouldn't be a chashash katafras. Al kolpanim, the Divrei Chaim does say it's a problem katafras. So, chayavim anu l'mashkin nafshir, saying it to understand why, according to the Divrei Chaim, it would be okay. So, according to the Divrei Chaim, there's three svaras that you could say why katafras should be a chibur. Number one, number one, the shita of the Divrei Chaim himself, Mineyu Bey is mashma that it's okay. Why does he say by the shlivas is a problem? Because it's a mikveh deraisa. Mashma, if it would be a derabbanan dekapsul, then you would say katavras lekula alma is called a chibur. Then you say lekula alma katavras is called a chibur.
Yeah, it's all smach is the rash, so therefore you have to say that.
What?
Because he's only coming mikoyach the rash.
Yes, because he's only coming mikoyach the rash, and the rash gufa says it was derabbanan, it's okay. How are mikvos made nowadays? They're made behamshacha. They're made behamshacha. A mikveh that's made behamshacha is only a psul derabbanan. If it's only a psul derabbanan, then it l'kul almet should help a chibur. Then it l'kul almet it should help a chibur. That's the one approach that you could say the Divrei Chaim for sure holds it's okay. The second approach Rabbi Daniel already mentioned is that the only time where we say katafras einam chibur. The only time we say katafras einam chibur is only when you have the pipe and it's through a tachbula. Now you have to clear when you're gonna have one bor al gabi the other. L'chayre for sure it should be okay. Ukas me'ara is one of the main rayas Rabbi Ariel brought down that you have a ukas me'ara. According to many rishonim, we're talking about that it's considered that it's one thing that you just have a mechitza b'nei. I mean, it's prayers a night. It gets like mikveh echad.
According to the Rambam Takanat, but according to the Rash, yeah. According to the Rambam means if it's nifrach, if you step on it, according to the Rambam, it's the same level.
Right, so that's number one. And number two, you really have to try to understand the Divrei Chaim. What does the Divrei Chaim mean when he says, al yedei tachbulo heim oimdim? What does he mean that through a kunz, the water is standing? What does that mean through a? How do you explain that maybe with a mechitza, it's not a kunz? Al kolpanim, they understand that if it's only a mechitza and it's not a sea line, it's considered la kol mikveh echad. Because the Divrei Chaim himself says the hagdara of a mikveh is the following. And another chuvin Siman Sadi, he says shnei mikvos amayim nisher b'shnia ein zezon kiven shneim ke mikveh echad. She says side by side, he's saying it's okay because it's mikveh echad. So al kolpanim, his hagdara is anything that you could shots up like a mikveh echad is okay. So over here too, they want to tie in it since it's considered a mikveh echad. He never meant that it's being oimed al yidei tachvulo. It's also okay. What?
So what's the case of Divrei Chaim?
When it's a sea line.
It's a sea line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the drawing of Shlevis.
Yeah.
That's the first drawing.
Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Isaac.
Why by Shlevis it would pass over?
What?
Why by Shlevis it would pass over? Rabbi Haber.
You
want to
open the door? Open the door.
Just help him make also, so that once you're there, might as well.
I'm really sorry, I'm pretty sorry. I'm almost embarrassing.
We'll have kids, but we're
already... I know, but this is whatever.
We will work should be kids.
Okay, the Shut Emek She'elo is the Harness Disciple Rabbi, who actually is, that's Rabbi Michal Torsky, and there's another one in Denver. They're the grandkids. That's the Horna Stipel dynasty. There, that's where the city where the Stipler came from. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Tversky, and he was the Eidim by the Emek Shiloh, and he discusses the Indian of Katavras, and he defends it, and he says the Chayrid shouldn't. According to this, he says that the Gulas Elias also says that anything that you have a sea lion is not okay, but he didn't really talk directly about a mikveh al gabi mikveh. What's interesting is that I found, Mamish just before the Chabura, the Pisrei, with the help of my Gevaldike Chavrus over here, the Pisrei Mikvos brings, the Pisrei Mikvos brings the following. That Divrei Yoyel, first of all, said that according to the Divrei Chaim, it shouldn't be a problem because it's all one mikveh. The Minchas Yitzchak brings the same thing. The Chelges Yenkev says, Kosov be'edus ish mepi ish b'shem harabi milimnoiv, shadivrei chayim chazer by b'soif yomav. mipiskei shebesimen tzadi zayin by the stairs. V'sim achalik hazayangiv she'enu mekabel achrayis al kach mishum she'nechdei adiv rechayim enem roitzim lahamin zayis b'shum oifen. Al kolponim, he brings that over here, not only that, he says that the, this is where it's interesting,
and,
that
and the...
Listen to this. He says that there was a discussion together with.
Does Ramesha Feinstein handle
the? Yes, Ramesha Feinstein handles it, and he says that according to the Imre Ish and other Ish, it's considered like mikveh echad, and even according to Divrei Chaim, it shouldn't be possible. Yeah. Rabbi Best told me, he also asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he also told him that it's not a mikveh gabi mikveh, is not a chashash. Over here they discuss, I'm just trying to find the exact location, that they discussed with the Divrei Yotziv, which is the previous Kleisenberger Rebbe, about tikkun mikvos, and they came out the following. That if they do a bor al gabi atzad, it should for sure be okay. Because another shaila is like this. Granted, you want to understand that a bor al gabi bor, let's take on you, the way the lashon of the mikvah ma'im is that yesh anoshim adayin she'enem roitzim libo bor al gabi bor. Why? Because they say it's a chashash katafras. Even though we were mevar or kasimlo, that there's mamish very shver to say they're chashash, but al kolponim they want to tell that there's a chashash. So is there a tikkun that you can make a bor min atzad as well? Yeah, that's the lamaisa in Rabbi Kashani's mikvah over here. That's the way it is, and many mikvahs. Chabad mikvos, they want to be yotze lekula, they want to be yotze all the chashoshes. So what are they going to do? They're going to have a bor lemata, and they're going to have a bor minatzad.
That's also katafras.
So you're going to have a bor minatzad, bor minatzad.
There's no ceiling going in between the two bayers, and it's coming in through
no,
that.
Even if that's not a katafras, but
for no, it's a mamash hashaka, it's a hole.
No, bor al minat, bor al bor, mitzad bor, the Divrei Chaim himself says it's not a katafras.
Why?
Because he says that's like a mikvech.
It's a shaka.
Once that's mikvech, then there's also
mikvech. So whoever wants to be misa'at, you're right. And that's what most Achrayim learn.
Once you have a problem with one, you have a problem with the other.
No, you're right. That's the way most Achrayim learn. I'm just telling you, some want to be misakish and say when it's on top of each other, it's more that it's falling. And when it's on the side, it's not falling. I'm just telling you, don't argue with me on that. I'm asking to you. Just think, that's what they say. If that's what they say, let's go. I know we don't want to be mekabel with this, but if that's what they say, we don't even know who they are, really. Anyway, that's what they say. Is it going to help Bechlal to make a bor min atzad? Because maybe Katafras Einam Chibur tells you that the whole mikveh is not meh, is a chashash zeichlin. The truth is like this. It's going to depend in the chakira.
It's only zeichlin if it's moving. It's not zeichlin. Even if it's not being zeichlin.
But maybe it's called like it's zeichlin.
Why would you say that?
So why is Katafras Einam Chibur?
That's the question. The Gros says Katafras Einam Chibur. The Gros was that whole like the Divrei Chaim. For sure. The Gros holds Katafras Einam Chibur because the bottom one's moving out. It's all Bishmeirin. It can't be a Katafras according to the Gros. Right. That's what you have to say.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say the gross pshat in Katafras and be chayshish for the Divrei Chaim.
Right.
It's two opposite shitas together. Right. However, there are those who are mepalpel in the gra. The Mikveh Mayim has such a discussion that those who want to say that it should be no good. But even according to those who say no good, there seems to be, I didn't get a chance to look this up, but Baruch Baron Gittin says that even the Rivosh that says that Zoichlin is Katafras, which is really the Gro, but even the Rivosh that says that Zoichlin is Katafras, he says it's not pshat that it's telling you that every single Katafras is Zoichlin. Ein kavanasa Rivosh, the Zoichlin of the Metzias Katafras Mamish. El kavanasa, the kivet shetzorach lasayiz mikveh, im kain bayin and shem emso, the kivet delev mechubor, machmashen Zoichlin, im kain have the kumay Katafras, shedina sheinam chibor. That's a little bit what Reb Daniel was saying. He's saying this in the name of Reb Chaim Brisk, by the way. That the Rivosh is not telling you that Zoichlin is a Katafras. He's telling you that since it's Zoichlin, the male is not touching each other, therefore it's a Katafras. And that's the way we said it also, right? I don't know what he's going to chadash. I didn't look at it. I just saw over here what he said. Okay, I'll call upon him. They discussed it with the Divrei Yotzev, and he said, this type of Katafras, for sure, it doesn't make the whole difference of Zeichlin, and it would help to have another mikveh. And that's Lamaise, what they're noig. So, basically, where Marviach has a sikum, is that a bor al gabi bor, according to the Rebbe Maharshab, the tikkun is made, and that's what many mikvahs go. They say they're being Marviach, not on Zavanot also, which once again, we have to try to be mavar that mitzias if that taka helps. The Betzela Chochma says that Taka, according to Divrei Chaim, it's no good. However, we proved that many, many, many Achrayim, including the Minchas Yitzchak, the Divrei Yoyoldim Re'esh, the Gris Moshe, and others say that there is no Chashash of a Kataphras, even according to the Divrei Chaim, especially if our mikvos are made behamshacha. Just to close off, the Divrei Chaim himself, had his tikkun how to make a mikveh. How did Tzandrus make a mikveh? I assure you, they don't make a bor al gabi bor.
You have two barashakas.
They do two barashakas, but they have a problem of natan savanot also. So the Divrei Chaim,
they make two clothes. I need for two barashakas.
The Divrei Chaim said it's better to be yoytzah shitas arayved and not being yoytzah shitas rabbeinu yeruchim.
Right.
Even though it's going to be tikkun because you might forget sometimes to open up the hole, but it's better to be yoytzah shitas rabbeinu yeruchim is always to have the bor open. So says Divrei Chaim, I'd rather not be marviach shitas rabbeinu yeruchim. And I'd rather have Shitas ha-Raivin. Others say not that way. Others say they'd rather not have the Raivin and they'd rather have the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But that's all called panim with the Tzanzer.
And they have more than... Shkaya. And they have a bar mitzvah after the stairs.
What?
And they have a bar mitzvah after the stairs.
Yes, and they for sure have to have... They'll never have a...